Awesome. We have many powers in this place. We have the power of the inchworm. So awesome. Will you pray with me? Lord, now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I had a real hard time this week with a message and a reflection. And so I want to give a shout out to all of those who are part of the Wednesday morning Bible study. I walked into that gathering this week and said, I have no idea what I'm preaching on. I have no idea what text I'm going to use. We got to do superheroes, folks. And they were like, well, duh, Pastor Laura, this is how I see it. And I'm like, you guys are awesome. So yeah, so a lot of what you will hear is sort of a reflection of that amazing group and their heart and their wisdom that they shared with me this week. The kingdom of God is like, it's like a mustard seed, it's like a pearl in a field, it's like a net full of fish, it's like yeast. What does all of this mean? When we talk about the kingdom of God, when we pray it every single Sunday in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is it that we are talking about? Why focus on God's kingdom? Why so many stories about that? And one of the important observations, I think, from these parables is that the kingdom of God isn't something out there, isn't something that we strive for that's separate from our own existence, but is something that is meant to be here, in this world, in this time that we care about, creating that kingdom here on earth, here in our own communities, here in our own families, that kingdom of grace and love and welcome. It's a kingdom that is already and not yet. It is a kingdom that has been begun but is not perfected. It is a kingdom that each of us are called to be a part of. And so Jesus tells lots of parables about what the kingdom is. The first two, the mustard seed and the yeast, are parables, stories that tell us that the kingdom is something that we often will overlook. It is something small and seemingly insignificant. It is something that we may not recognize as a kingdom. We may not recognize the power that exists in it. But that power resides there. The seed grows into a magnificent bush. The seed grows into a bush that shelters all who come. What a beautiful metaphor, image of welcome, to shelter all who come. It's yeast that's worked into the dough and affects everyone. Our connectedness with one another is something that we often forget in this culture where it's all about me. I was driving in this morning and I heard, I was listening to a podcast of Krista Tippett on Being, and she was interviewing a rabbi. And the rabbi was telling this story about a cruise ship filled with passengers. And in the bottom deck of that cruise ship, in one of the rooms, there was a person who decided that they were going to dig a hole in the bottom of their room, right through the bottom of the boat. And the boat started taking on water. And eventually everybody else on the boat kind of, you know, figured out what was going on here and why the boat was sinking. And they went in and they said, "What are you doing?" And the person said, "It's my room. I paid for it. I can do whatever I want." And eventually, because that person couldn't see the we and our responsibility to one another and our connectedness to one another, the ship sank. I think that is something that in our lives we struggle with a lot. How we define who we is, how we define our responsibility to one another, how we look at the boundaries between what I need to be concerned about and what the rest of the world needs to just think about themselves. Take care of yourself. But that's not what our faith teaches us. That's not what Jesus taught us. That is not what these parables are about. It's about how each one of us affects one another, how the decisions that we make influence what happens to someone else. What is our responsibility to the greater good? The kingdom of God, Jesus says, is about being a blessing for one another. It's about providing shelter for those who don't have shelter. It's about giving life where there isn't life. It's a power that grows with each use of it. We all have powers. And we all have the responsibility to use that power for good, for lifting others up, for taking whatever is in front of us and helping lift the community as a whole. I think one of the hardest, one of the most important reasons that we fail to do that is because we fail to see our own power. We fail to see the power of God that resides in us. We fail to see that we ourselves are lovable, are worthy, are agents of God's love. The hardest lesson I think every individual has to learn is that you are a beloved child of God. Our world tells us in so many ways that that's not true, that you're not enough, that you don't have the right job, that you don't have the right friends, that you don't have the right house, that you don't have the right connections, that you aren't really worth anything. And with all these voices, all this noise out there telling us those things, it is hard to lift our heads up and call ourselves a superhero. But that's the truth. That's what God tells us. God tells us we are beloved. You are my beloved. Paul tells us in Romans, there is nothing that will separate you from the love of God. Not life or death, not circumstance, nothing. Nothing you can do. Nothing that someone can do to you. But do we live that way as if we really believe it? Or do we sort of shrink ourselves to just go along waves, not make it harder for ourselves or others? Do we shrink? Or do we stand up? Claim our superpower that is there for us to use, that God is counting on us to use. During this week, we will be talking with the children about how they are agents of God's love. I think it's a message that kids can get at a level that is deeper and easier for them than it is for most adults, because they haven't been beaten down as much by life. They haven't been challenged by life. But my prayer for you this week is that you will try to grab that childlike faith and believe, like the children believe, that they really are made in God's image. They really are full and filled with God's power in them to help the world. That naivete, that imagination is so critical and so missing in our world today. That's what we need to remember out of this story, is that we are God's superheroes. We do have the power to make change. So whatever it is, whatever that one thing is that you can do this week, do it. Help a neighbor. Call a friend. Do whatever it is that superpower is, and use it for good. Amen.